why? The Omer Resh Lakish, Oim Hoye Rav Shimon. Resh Lakish says the name of Rav Shimon, Pora Niftis, the Pora Dumi could be Poida, Agave Marchosa. Even Agave the Marocha, when it's all on top, ready to be burnt up. So Rashi says, Yom Resh Lakish, Ezo Shas HaKosha Hoysala, where is there a time to say that the Pora Dumi had a time when you were able to eat it? When? The Yom Hoye Rav Shimon, Pora Niftis, the Pora Dumi has Kedusha to it, but you could be Poida it. Afilo nishchat, even though you made the shechita ready. Al hamarocha. Rashi says, nishkato agabi marochosa, ke nishpat, emotza acheres yafim menu. Let's say, after you made the shechita, now you find another red cow, you find another nice paraduma. Vezeh shasa koshishlo, that's called the shasa koshishlo of it. Viaf agav the lay niftet, even though you weren't prayed to it yet. Afidalochi mishavila uchlo. That's what Rav Shimon meant to say. That a Pora Adum is Mekabel Tum after the Shechita, because it's possible right now to say that if you find another Pora Adum, so you forget about this one and you use another one. I lamaisa though, you can't eat the Pora Adum and ask Kedusha. You have to first be paid to the Pora Adum in order to eat it. So you see from Rav Shimon that Koloi made Lifters a Tzimika Podadomi. Even before you make the Maisa Pigeon, it's cool like you made the Pigeon. That even though you made a shechita ready, still the paradumi could be paid to it. Alma, what do we see? Anything that's oimed to make a pigeon is kapodadomi. Yeah. So that's the way Rav Shimon holds these swaras, and therefore it's good what we said before. That's why the maisa is called the shechita ruya. Like we said before, Rav Shloka said, according to Rav Shimon, if the ganav shechted this carbon that has a balmum to it, it's called the Shechita Ruya. Even though the Maisa, the pigeon, didn't take place yet, but since it's called Oymed Liftus Kapodadomi, it's called the Shechita Ruya. What's it like this? Bishleima Reb Yechna Lo Yomek Resh Lakish. It's good that Reb Yechna doesn't hold a Resh Lakish. The Koboyi Lo Yokma Lo Mastisna Filo Betzmimin. Because Resh Lakish, Reb Yechna once said the Mishnah is even talking about a town. Resh Lakish's terrace is only if it's a Baal Mum. If it's a Baal Mum, then it's called the Shechita Ruya, because Oymed Liftus is Kapodadomi. But Rabbi Yechon doesn't want to say the Mishnah is only talking about a Baal Mum. Rabbi Yechon would rather say we're talking about even though the carbon is a tam. If it's a tam, you can't be paid for it. Why is it called a Shechita Ruya? Now we said that we're talking about that you made the Shechita. Just the dam got lost, got nishpach. And that from Shimonot, Koloi, and Lizroy, is called Kizor Dami. Ella, the question is though, Resh Lakish, my time of the Yomak Rabbi Yechon. How come Resh Lakish does not want to learn like Rabbi Yechon learns? To say we're talking about even by kodshim tamimim, and the case is that the ganav made a shechita, and the dam got spilled out before he made his rika. But lamaisa, since it's oymed lizrik, it's kazarik dami. So the Marit says, omaloch, Resh Lakish says back, v'tovcha yomochroi. The pasuk says, the only chayav dal vei, you make a ganav, and then you shecht it, or you make a mechira. So Resh Lakish holds, kol heicha diyisa b'mechira, yisa b'tzvicha. Anytime it's possible to make a mechira to sell it, then you can also have a tzvicha done to it. But the kol heicha, the less of a mechira, like here by kachim, if it's a tam, there's no way you could sell the kachim. If so, less of a tzvicha, then even though you shech the kachim, so what? Still you'd be potter from dal v'hei. That's where shlokish is svara. Fahani kachim, now when you want to make a gnev on kachim, hoyu duchi mazvin, kachim. When you have a mechira, since if your ganav sells the kachim, it's not called a good mechira. It's not yours. If you can't make a mechira, you can't sell kachim. So Rashi says, the ain kachim tamimim yaitzim lechulin. Kachim tam never goes out lechulin. There's no way of owner to own it. Hilkach v'bali mumu maskinon. The isnayim v'tavayu. That's why Resh Lakish would rather put the case he's talking about where the kachkredish was a balmum. If it's a Baal Mum, since you could make a pigeon, if you can make a pigeon, you can sell it. So therefore, since it's Issa b'mechira, it's also Issa b'tzvicha. But by regular kachim of a tam, and there, since you cannot sell it, so what did Resh Lakish hold a tzvicha yipata for? That one says, V'ozul tamayu. Both Rav Yechon and Resh Lakish, both goes according to their tam. Yes, that one's about V'ozul tamayu. The Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish goes according to their own tam. The Yitma we learned. Ha moicha treifa, somebody sells a treifa. Ledivir Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the shayla. If you sell a tray, for what's the locker? Rabbi, no, it's the ganav made a gneva, and he stole of a shor that's a treifa. And then the ganav made a mechira, sold it. The shayla is the chayav dal vehei. So who, why not? The ganav made a gneva on the shore, even though it's a treifa, so what? It's still called the shore. And then he made a mechira. The mechira is chal. So, Ledivir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yechon and Noam Achayim. Rabbi Yechon says, yes, he chayiv. Even though if you make a shechita, you'd be potter, because if Shimon old shechita, Shemir Ruin lo yishim a shechita. So since the animal, the treifa, a shechita would not be a good shechita. But Rabbi Yechon says, so what? Even though you can't make a shechita, so what? But a mechiri you could make, if the ganav makes the mechiri, he's chayiv dal pay for that. But Resh Lakish Omar potter, no, you're potter in such a case. Because since you can't make a shechita, who are then you can't, you're potter on the mechira. Something more explains. Rabbi Yechon and Noam Achayiv, even though you can't make tficha according to Resh Lakish, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because since Rabbi Shimon al Deshchita, Shayna Ruya, Leishma Shchita, so if you made a Gnevra on a treifa, the Shchita is not Matavit Vachila, so it's not called a Goshchita. Rabbi Yechon says, so what? Even though you can't make a tficha, but Isli the Mechira. If the Ganav goes and sells it to somebody else, the sale takes place, it's called a good Mechira, he's Chayav Dal Vehei. Resh Lakish Amar Potter, no. Kivon the less time betzvicha, less than the mechira. Since the mice you can't make a tzvicha, since the tzvicha, the shchita is called the shchita shen ruya, you're going to be potter according to Rabbi Shimon, who adin, yechayev, who adin, there's no way of a mechira. But if you sell it off to your potter. This is the machloikas lishitosim. This Gemara says, eis tzvei Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has the kasha to Resh Lakish. It says, gonav klayim, v'tovcho, if you sold klayim, and you made a tzvicha on it, or else treifa or mochra mashanta shem avod chamisha. So it's a stam mishnah. It's a kashya in Resh Lakish. Through here you see that even though it's not ruya for your shchita, you chayif for the mechira. So my lad, the kashya is going to need to go to court of Shimoni. Alma, you see, I forgot the lesson of tficha. You can't make a tficha here. It's called the shchita shen ruya on a tficha, on a treifa, on a klayim. Can't eat it. Still, isa be mechira. So it's a kashya to Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish can't say back, no. This price is not going according to Rabbi Shimon. Hatei Rabbanin, it goes according to Rabbanin. Therefore it's called a shchita. Even though it's not Mata Vachila, a shchita is still called. For the Gemara, E Rabbanin, Treifa v'mechir Isa, according to Rabbanin, Treifa can only sell the Zvicha Leisei. Why didn't it say Zvicha then? Why does it only say Mechira? It should have said even a Zvicha also. It was Ella, the Ella, my Rabbi Shimon, Klayim, a Zvicha is a Mechira Leisei. For Tanya Zvicha, Buadil Mechira. So it says tzvicha, the same thing applies to the mechira. Same with the rabbananami, tanya mechira, what in the tzvicha? Rabbi Yechonam left, no, hi ma'i, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Rav Shimon, I did it on a treifa b'choda, toni klai b'choda. And the yarmut rabbanan, now avinu v'nisnayu, let's put them both together. Gon al klai b'treifa. Tovchun u'mochim v'sham tashim u'mo v'chamisha. So where's this kasha? Yeah. There's a kasha. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this next Gemara again tomorrow. You're holding up fine Zion on the base. Okay, in the middle of the Gemara, go over again. So far in the middle of Machlokes, Reb Yechon and Resh Lakish, that according to Reb Shimon, that holds a Shechita Shena Ruya, Loi Shema Shechita, if a person makes a Mechira on a shore that you can't make a Tficha, are you Chayiv Dal Tvehei or not? So the Gemara says, now, Eisvei Reb Yechon and Reshim Melokish. Reb Yechon asked the Kasha to Reshim Melokish, that Reshim Melokish says that you potter. In the case that you can't make a tficha, who are din on the mechira, the ganef is potter from dal vehei. So if Yechon has a kasha to Resh Lakish, it says, gonav klayim, if somebody steals klayim, klayim means that the parents are two different parents, a shor came on a chamor, then the kid is called klayim. So if you sold, if you made a geneva on klayim, and v'tovcha, then the ganef made a tficha, or else treifa, the ganef stole the shor that's a treifa, Ulmachra, and he sold it. So Lachra is in any one of these two cases, Mishalam Tashlumi Abov Chamisha. That the Ganav has to pay a regular Dal Vehei. The Mice of the Ganav made a Geneva, and then he made a Mechira. So therefore, as he made a Tzvicha, he's Chayav Dal Vehei. So if you're going to learn, to my lab, aren't we talking it? Doesn't this price to go? Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it says by Treifa, if the Shor was a Treifa, it says only a Mechira. Mashma, you can't make a tficha on a treifa. It says by treif only a mechira helps, not a tficha. So isn't this going according to Reb Shimon? Alma, what do we see? Afagav delesay v'tficha, even though it's not shayach to make a tficha, still isti b'mechira, still a shayach to make a mechira. So here you see that even according to Reb Shimon, you could have one without the other. Oh my lay, so it's not a chance back, no. Oh my lay, he said back, no, I'll tell you Rabban, it goes according to Rabban and Shita over here. It's not according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, even on a treifa, you could make a shchita. Where the Rabbanim say you do not need a shchita ruya. For the Gemara, Rabban, if the price is going according to Rabbanim shchita, so then treifa b'mechiri iso b'zvicha leisa. The treifa, why does it say, well, you made a geneva, you stole the treifa. The price says only a mechira. According to the Rabbanim, it's possible to have a zvicha also. You can make a shchita on a behemoth that's a treifa. The Rabbanim does not need a shchita haruya. So even though the shchit is not matvet pachila, so what? According to the Rabbanan, also you should be chayav dal vehei. So Gemara says, v'yela. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yechanan? My Rabbi Shimon, that this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's your proof that even though you can't make a tzficha on the treifa, but still for the mechiri yechayav. So Gemara Sakasha still, klayim, it says the first case you made in Geneva. On klayim, so b'tzfichis, it says the case that you made a tzficha. So you want to tell me it's only shach tficha b'mechira lesa? Like, and mechira not? Like, why not? If you sell a klayim, it should also be chayav dal v'hei. So why does the price only say by klayim a tficha? Ella, what do you have to answer me? Tona tficha, vua din la mechira. It says tficha, and I'll tell you the same thing applies to mechira also. So if so, eimel the rabbanan nami, the same thing, the price will go according to the rabbanan also. And Tony Mechira, it says by Yeshua that's a treifa. It says that the ganef made a mechira, but really, who adin la tzficha? It could be who adin if the ganef would make a tzficha. On Yeshua that's a treifa, also you would be chayiv dal v'hei. So again, Rabbi Yechon, you have no kasha to Resh Lakish. Maybe this bryce is not going aliba to Rabbi Shimon, but rather aliba to Rabbanan. Tamara says no. At least the reason why Rabbi Yechon asked the question was because for Rabbi Yechon and Omaloch, Rabbi Yechon would say to you like this. He doesn't like that answer. Because he has high mind, like, what's going on here? Iyan with Bishlein and Rabbi Shimon, if you want to tell me it's very good to cause according to Rabbi Shimon, since so, I did it on a treifa v'chodo. Since it says treifa, which is only shaykh one case. If you made a geneva on a shor ha-treifa, so according to Rabbi Shimon, the shchit is not mechayev you, because it's a shchit is shen ruya. So the only case you chayev dal v'es if you sell it. So I'll tell you, therefore, torn the klayim v'chodo. Therefore, when it says the case of you made a geneva on a shor on klayim, it says also the mechira. Even though really hu adin apply by a tzficha, but it says only one, since it says one by a treifa. That's good. But el iyam with rabbon, and if you want to tell me that this price goes according to the rabbon sheet, that the rabbon hold even on a shor ha treifa. If Yeganeth makes a tzficha, he'll be chayiv dal v'hei. If so, then niyar vinhu v'nis ninu. They should mix it together and learn like this. Gonav klayim utreifa. If a ganav stole a shor that came from klayim, or else a shor that's a treifa. Now, tovchon umochron, whether the ganav made a tficha on either one of the two, or whether we made a mechir on either one of the two, the din should be mishalom tashlum avod hamisha. So that's Rav Yechon's kasha on Rosh Lakish. But if you want to say this brisa goes according to the Rabbanin, it should have been learned together. And say, if you made a geneva on a klayim or on a treifa, whether it's a mechira or a tzvicha yechayiv, so Mara says kasha and a chadami. This is like a little bakasha. It's a little kasha and a shlokish, but it's not a ganzen tiyufta, because you could say it goes according to the Rabbanin. Now the Gemara says, klayim, what are you telling me now? That if the ganef makes a geneva on a klayim, the Rashi says that means, Mikivsa v'tayish bo. If you have a tayish, it's like a deer lives with a lamb. So the kid is called klayim. So you want to tell me that you make a geneva on klayim that lemaisi chayev dal v'hei? For the Gemara, why? Sexiv. The pasuk says shor I say. It says by dal v'hei. So v'yom Rava says that zeh bono av. There's a binyan av. We learn that all over. That komokom shenema seh eino ela lohitzi es haklayim. Wherever it says the word send the Torah, it means a dafka seh lim and not klayim, not an animal that came from a crossbreed of the parents. So here it says the word seh by geneva.
Then it says, Oishor Oiseh, says, so, there should be Prat L'Klayim, that Klayim, there should be a Pturi, not Chayav Dalvei, the naked Geneva and a Tzvich on Klayim. Tumor says, no. Shani Hocha, by the Pasha of Geneva of Dalvei, here it's different. Shani Hocha, the Yom HaKro, the Postik says, Oi L'Ravis as a Klayim. It says, Shor Oiseh. Since it says the word Oi, Oi comes to include Klayim. But even if you make a Geneva on Klayim, and then you make a Mechira or a Tzvicha, still you Chayav Dalvei. Freddy Gemara, is this true? V'chol oi l'ravisu, whenever it says the word shor oi, seh, it means to include even klayim, v'atanya, bring your brayso, we learn just the opposite. It says in the Pasha of Kabonos, when you bring a korban, it says shor oi kesef. So we dash in prat l'klayim, what type of an animal can you make a korban, could you make the shit to bring a korban from it? Either a regular shor or a regular kesef, but a regular lamb, but not klayim, you can't bring klayim. Klayim is possible for a korban. So you see, we dash in the word oi to say just the opposite, that klayim is no good. So how come here by Geneva and down there you're saying, when it says shor oi seh, oi means to come to include klayim. Even if you steal klayim, also there's a parsha of down there, the stira. And then by Kabbalah it says oi eis, prat le nidma, come to say nidma is also possible. So Rashi learns nidma means ti einoi doimel oviv le limoi. That means what? The kid is not like its father or its mother. Shabor mi ayil v'rochel for doimel yeis. It came from takan ayil and a rochel. It came from a ram and a lamb. And it looks like a goat. So that's called nidma. It's not real klayim here. They're all minim of a shor, or they're all minim of seh, but it's called nidma. The kid looks different than the parents. That's called a nidma. That's less of a psul than klayim. But I call upon him by korban, both of them is possible. Whether the shor is a real klayim or a nidma, it's possible. So we're at the stira. By us, we're saying oh, he comes to include klayim, and here by kavanas we say klayim is no good. On my rava says there's no stira. Atayahocha min yonah the crow, fihocha min yonah the crow. Both places is good min yonah the crow. Vatocha gabi geneva. Here by geneva, the pasuk says shor I say. It says what if you steal a shor or a seh that you have to pay the al v'hei to make a tzvicha mechirom shiata yochol hoitzi klayim ibinayim. From these two really cannot make a real klayim. Like a shor and a seh can't live together. They can't have kids together. If so, I would not think to say klayim of these two meaning is also chayiv and al v'hei. Therefore, when the pasuk says the word oi, it's for sure coming l'rabbi's klayim. It's coming to include klayim also. Rashi says, "Shoyein misabrim zemizeh she'ein iburin shavah the behema gas yeledes latisha. A bigger shor gives birth after 9 months. V'daka said gives birth after 5. Hilkach oil lerabuyahu. V'loy lehoytzi. So b'lav v'achal yosi klayim the mashmoyes the cry wouldn't think klayim from the pasuk. Therefore, I need an extra word oi to teach me even klayim. Also, the parsha of dal v'hei. Now." Gabi kodshim ashenka by korbin. The exil the other pasuk says kesef yeis shata yochel hoytzi klayim ibinayim. They could live together, kesef and an eis. A goat and a sheep could live together. Therefore, without the word oy, I would have thought to say klayim in between is also good for korbin. Therefore, the Torah says the word oy is lamayitu to exclude klayim even from a kesef and an eis. Also, it's possible for korbin. Now it must says.